This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Less really more?
Well, you'll find out, because we have less controversy, more information, more communication here on the Good Day program. Stick around, you'll find out. Remember the old George Bush used to say, "I'm the decider." And then there's an old expression, to not decide is to decide, right? Isn't that, if you don't decide,
yeah,
then you made
still
a decision.
To not decide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, Howard, what's the story? What's the secret to making good decisions? I think it depends on upbringing a lot of times, and what it is that you've been taught to think about fear. Most people, I'm sad to say, make decisions out of fear. Fear-based thinking is always wrong. Those decisions are always the wrong ones. When they say, well, what about fear? What is it, fear of flight?
Flight or freeze or
that's
fawn.
That's it, right, yeah,
those
exactly.
Four.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and when you're reacting in such a way, that's exactly what it is. You are reacting mm-hmm. rather than responding.
Yep. So your life is defined by the decision you make every single day. When you choose one option over another option, whether you're selecting a restaurant or you're considering maybe moving from one place to another, these are all things that help, either in a big way or a small way. This shapes your life. And so think about how you make a decision. That's what I'm asking you. Because the process can be so empowering. It can be so fun. It's so energetic. It's so enjoyable when you figure, okay, this is my decision. I'm making it. I'm sticking to my guns. That's the old expression, right? Even if it causes anxiety among others. If it's okay, unless it really, you know, makes a mess of your relationships and stuff. And then if you've made decisions that your partner doesn't like, and they're serious ones, then I'm in the right partnership. All these things should be discussed, I think, as you build a relationship. But mostly decisions are individual, right? Sometimes people, relatives, sometimes spouses, sometimes colleagues, make decisions. They discuss things. They make decisions. Sometimes they're difficult ones, like who do you hire and who do you fire? Those sort of things, those business things. Who do you stay with? Who do you divorce? You know, that kind of stuff. Do I stay in this job? I love it, but I'm not getting paid enough. Or do I go work in another job that I get paid more, but I'm not going to enjoy as much? Wow. What a difficult decision that is. We were talking about that earlier on, too, about making decisions as to, you know, and Jay had a good point. I forget whether we had this conversation on the air or off the air, because sometimes they just run into each other, these conversations.
We do need to start recording conversations
yeah,
that we have off air, and that's
right.
The podcast.
So, yeah, and I think that's a good idea, by the way. I'm all for that. Seriously, I would like to do that. Let's do that. It's a good part. The things that we talk about are usually, oftentimes they're either about us, but they're ancillary to the things we're talking about on the air. Sometimes either things we haven't had time to finish discussing, or we don't want to, for whatever the reason, we don't want to talk about it on the air. But in the case of things like retirement or working, Jay made a very good point. Costs keep going up for everything. Everything, inflation. But is the amount of money you're getting paid for your job, is that going up? And if the boss isn't making more money, if the company isn't, how can they pay you more? So where does it start or where does it stop? It isn't, the company can't charge more for what it's doing, therefore they can't pay you any bit anymore. But yet other companies are getting away with charging more. And so how does this confusion reign
yes.
here under the circumstances? So it's all these decisions are about your destiny. Sometimes, again, they're not life and death, but sometimes they are. But please, the choices you make are yours. They're not others. And so you need to be satisfied with the outcome of the choices that you make. And if they are a reflection of your desires, that's cool. You have power over yourself. Others do not have power over you. You can let them have power over you, but they don't really. If you take a stand, and again, sometimes they're very painful. More often than not, I think I see these things when men and women who are together for a while, they've had a good life to a point, and then it doesn't work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly people, the intimacy fades when you get over 40 with a lot of folks.
Well, and sometimes people just grow apart, and
yeah.
Sometimes you almost want to identify things, and maybe you need a marriage counselor or a therapist to help out with this, but it is better to be cordial and happy apart than to
yep.
be miserable and stay
yeah.
married. And yeah, and sometimes people have that, or you wait too long to where there's just no hope for even a calm divorce, where
yep.
there's just so much animosity, there's no coming back from it. That's miserable too. Then you're miserably married and miserable in divorce.
Everybody has a gift. The good news of the day is that your gift hopefully has allowed you to fill a special place in your community, in your world, in your influential circle. Nobody else can do what you do. There's something about you that's unique, and that is what makes for good radio listening. I think that I am a very unique person, and I'm happy to extol and evaluate the things as I see them. Tell you those stories. Jay, the same thing. Very interesting point of view based on experiences. Sometimes it's based just on who you are. My daughter used to tell me when she was... I remember when she was like in junior high school, she didn't want me to have anything to do with her friends. I don't want my father around. I don't want him to talk. I don't want him, because everything you say at that age is embarrassing. Right? Did you think that way about your father when you were 13 years old?
No. I was the one that was hanging out at home, and
my
friends wanted to see me. They had to come hang out at my house, too.
Ah, okay. So it was a good place to hang out. Although our place was a good place to hang out. The kids were with me after we got divorced. The kids were with me on the weekends. And it was Megan at first didn't like. Brendan always liked being on the farm. His friends would come around, and they'd, play on the tractors and stuff. But Megan, I can't go. Those smelly animals, I don't want my friends. I'm embarrassed. And my father has cows.
And I bet, her friends were always probably like, can we please go see the animals?
Yeah, I go see the cows. Yes. We see whatever else. We had lots of different animals around. Anyway, so the point is that honor that which is different about you. Don't be a complier. Be individual. One of the blessings of you is that you have different fingerprints than everybody else, and that means, and your DNA is different, so you're different. And live that life. That's a gift. Love it as much as you can. It's a value to you and to the world, and frankly, I think not in modest terms. You're different. So... embrace
yeah.
that, I guess that's the bottom
yeah,
line.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to say it, embrace it.
Let's think about whatever it is that makes you feel good as you start your day or go through your day. It may be that you have a routine. You may like the routine, you may not necessarily like the routine. But from time to time, just let your mind, and don't let the boss hear me say this, I'm the boss. One of the things here that is best for the program is letting your imagination go wild. I encourage Jay and everybody else that's associated with the program to use your imagination. Let your mind wander a little bit to those wonderful, we were talking about taking a trip up the PCH and how wonderful that experience is. You can go, you can let your mind go every once in a while. Don't spend your whole day daydreaming, because then you get fired, but once in a while, it's good, it's healthy to take your mind off.
Yeah, break, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway... I'm looking for inspiration. Here is an inspirational story. A daughter's, the fact that the kidney donation for a daughter and father, this is an interesting, what is it, turnabout is fair play, kind of? Here's this fellow who donated his kidney to an unknown patient after his daughter received a donated one in a life-saving procedure.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are sometimes when you're oftentimes in families when there's a need for, I have a very, very close friend who gave when he was in his late 20s, his son was born and his livers didn't function. So he gave one of his kidneys to his son. And now, 40-some-odd years later, the kidney that he gave to his son doesn't work anymore. So now the daughter or his sister is going to step up and give one of her kidneys to her brother because they can't find, there's not a match apparently for this, where his blood type. And so he would have to go on a dialysis machine. And I guess that was the story here too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
The recipient.
She was on a dialysis machine for 10 hours a night.
Unga bunga. Woof.
And like the family wasn't a match, but when mm-hmm. an unknown donor was and saved her life, that's when the dad was like, all right, I'm going to pay it for
I'm
it.
In. Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly.
He would have given his daughter his own kidney if he could have. He just wasn't
right.
a match.
Wouldn't we all? I would. If my daughter or my son needed a kidney, I'd be first in line. Mm-hmm. Because that's what family's about. That's what love is about. That's what support is about. Right? Under the circumstances, who wouldn't do that? I suppose there are some people that wouldn't do it, but my God, think about this. What a wonderful human being this guy must be.
Yeah, it's great. Huh? It really is.
It really is. All right, what are you doing today? Are you still worried about yesterday? Forget it. What you were doing yesterday has absolutely nothing to do with what you're going to be doing today. The old expression, for some reason or other, I got into this conversation over the weekend with a couple of people about, they were moaning and groaning, some friends of the family. We got into a conversation about things that really, at this point, you can't do anything about. As someone who died in the family and they wish they'd have done this or they wish they'd have done that. You know what? It's over. The rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. Think about the future. Take the now. Run with it. So you can't fix anything that may have happened in the past.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Super Shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
I'm Doug Steffen with Elizabeth Miller, who works with us from Calitrin at toploss.com. That's their website, Calotren. It's the number one most proven weight loss system. How did it all come about?
Back in 1997, our owners created a supplement based on collagen that was good for healing. It was for arthritis. It was for sleep. Well, they noticed that it also helped with weight loss. So it turned mm-hmm. into a weight loss supplement. Everybody was wanting to lose weight, just like today.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. So check that out. That's not only got Calitrin, but it's also got some other supplements that target specific needs. So check that out and see if that's something that you would be interested in. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
One thing you can be sure of, when Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show, there are always great things to talk about with regard to you and your pets. Warren and I were just talking off air about the homeless problem in Los Angeles. It's a problem in a lot of places, but probably not so demonstrative anywhere else other than Los Angeles. So what happens if somebody is homeless and they have a pet? How do they? That's been one of the things when people are out on the sidewalk when they're looking for money, and I see a dog, I kind of want to give to help the dog. If I see somebody smoking or they've got new shoes or something on, then I won't give them any money. But if they have an animal, I might. Am I being played?
No, you're not. I have several callers on my show, Doug, that call in from time to time. A couple of them are homeless. They live in their van, or one lives in their car, or one's been in their van for 5 years.
Wow.
But I've been speaking to these people for several years, and they've tried to get other places, but the problem is you can't get a place if you have a dog or you have cats, and they have a couple. So they live in their van. I gotta tell you, they make sure their dogs eat, they make sure their cats get veterinary care before they do, and it's their kind of life at this point in their life. That's what they're doing. I try to help myself. Listen, can I help you find a home? Maybe I can help you find a job, get you. And right now, their main concern is taking care of the animals. And every time they've tried to get help in the past, they would have had to separate from their dogs or cats, and they refused to do so. So some of them are really legitimate reasons, you know, lost a job, some mental issues, obviously.
Yeah.
But when it comes to caring for dogs and cats or their dogs and cats, they love them just as much as you and I do.
Have you followed Anthony Hopkins and his wife, who are remarkable folks when it comes to pets? There's an organization that reunites pets with the soldiers who saved them. It's called Paws of War. And I wonder what you know about them and what Hopkins and his wife have done to help the reuniting, if you will, of the dogs. And I think there are a couple of organizations actually that do this, aren't there?
Yeah, there are several. In fact, there's organizations that actually take care of a soldier's dog or cat when they're deployed, and then they come back and they can get their dog or cat back. I'm not familiar with them specifically, but it's just an amazing thing that they do. Is some people, I remember just recently I read an article about a guy that was stationed in Afghanistan, and there was a dog he worked with in Afghanistan, and the dog was left there, and they were recently reunited. I think it's just the absolute, first of all, we should never leave our dogs behind when we leave. That's number one right off the bat. They're part of us. They're part of our military. Take them home. But a lot of these dogs were not trained dogs. They were just, you know, puppies that people found while they were on deployment there, and they want to bring home. And many of them have came home. It's a great idea. I'm not familiar with Anthony Hopkins doing it, but anyone who's bringing these animals and putting them together with their veterans, great idea.
I saw the story of a stray dog who was found, and as he was found, the person who found the dog found the dog had a huge tumor. Tumor was larger than his head. And the dog apparently got connected to a team of vets at Texas A&M, 9-year-old Labrador. His name is Jake, and he was found just wandering around in Waco with this huge mass on the side of his neck. And this group, A Long Way Home Adoptables is the name of the group, took him in, found a foster home for him, and then got the vets at Texas A&M over in Stephenville. I'm a great supporter of that. They have a great college there, School of Veterinary Medicine. Doctors diagnosed the mass, a tumor of his salivary gland, and it was cancerous, and it had spread to his ear. But they operated on him, and... I guess at the moment, anyway, he's okay. But
there are some.
All that.
There's some amazing people. I work with a great organization. In fact, they just left America and they're working in the southern part of Mexico. Major, major problem. The dogs don't nearly have a shot down there, and they're living in junkyards and eating.
Right, yeah.
So it's this great group, and what they're doing is they're rescuing, and they just sent me a photo of a mom and a bunch of puppies. I try to help them out when they find homes for them with any behavior issues they may be having. But they actually, this is how some people are amazing. They actually left America, very successful people, moved to Mexico, and now all they do is rescue these dogs in southern Mexico. There's some amazing people out there. You know, the big groups get the credit. Send money here, send money there. But it's the small mom and pops that really do the work.
So to go back to the actual problem this dog had, I wonder how many people need to know about this. In Jake's case, saliva built up because this tumor obstructed his ducts. D-U-C-T-S. And I wonder if that happens to other dogs that have the same kind of a problem. Is it likely that you're going to have a problem with certain breeds that don't have the ability to clean themselves out as much as you would like to think that they do?
But certain breeds have certain problems. So before you get a mixed breed, that's the best thing to do. But if you're going to get a dog, make sure you check it out thoroughly first.
Heinz 57. I say that having an English bulldog, but
there you go.
At any rate, it's always great. All the advice from Warren, check it all out every week. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The upcoming crewed rocket launch from Florida Space Coast scheduled for next month, March 1st. NASA said three astronauts and a cosmonaut will embark on a Falcon 9 rocket from SpaceX to the International Space Station and spend 6 months conducting research. Former President Trump has been ordered to pay more than $350 million in his New York State civil fraud trial. He's also facing a 3-year ban on conducting business in New York State. A former FBI informant facing charges for allegedly lying about President Biden's involvement in his son Hunter's foreign business dealings. Egypt reportedly building a refugee camp near the Gaza border in anticipation of a potential conflict if Israel attacks the southern city of Rafah. Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lots of great ideas here on the Good Day program every single day. Your ideas, our ideas. There's no dumb, the only dumb question is the one that hasn't been asked. So you got questions? Share them with us at 855-999-DOUG. Here's the story of a giraffe that fell on a family car, smashes the windshield. This was at the Texas Wildlife Center, so you'd think they would have them sort of better under better control. So the giraffe apparently just fell down on top of the car, and this young lady, Carrie Hill, was visiting the Wildlife Center with her teenage sons and her granddaughter. The giraffe approached their car and then poked its head through the sunroof, and Miss Hill stopped the car. She took a photo of the animal, and then it lost its balance and fell down on the car.
I would love to hear the phone conversation when they called their auto insurance.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yes. A giraffe fell on our car. Yeah, lady. Sure it did.
Can't say I've heard that one before. What really happened?
What happens when you call Liberty Mutual or Geico, right? That little Geico guy. But Liberty Mutual has an emu, right? call them?
Yes.
Is there any insurance company that has a giraffe as a sort of a symbol? I don't think so. They might.
I mean, there was the Toys R Us toy store had the giraffe, Jefferson.
Oh, right, yes. Aren't they bringing those toys? Isn't that like Christmas time? They sort of, some stores add the old Toys R Us logo, and they, I thought that was something that was going on.
You can still buy things online from Toys R Us, of the department stores does, like, carry them in their store. I think it's Macy's. Am I Dillard's? Mm-hmm. Does Dillard's even still exist? I think it's Macy's. Yeah.
So what happened to the giraffe? I don't really care about the car. The people are all okay.
Right.
What happened to the giraffe? The giraffe pulled its head out and is okay? I don't see anything that suggests either the giraffe was okay or not okay.
No, yeah, the giraffe was able to regain its footing.
Okay, good. And the park was happy to remind everybody they didn't assume any liability for the incidents involving their animals.
There are a lot of videos that float around online of people who take their families to these different kind of wildlife reserves where you can put your window down and you can buy a cup of feed and feed some of these animals and have some of them like, and these are animals and you have food. They're not just going to like walk up next to your car and wait patiently. They stick their heads inside the car.
All right.
And you have these these kids are just terrified and screaming. And it's poor things.
Well, I've had that happen on the farm because we take tours around the farm, put people in a wagon and give them a lot of bread. The cows love it. The cows come up to the wagon. They stick their nose in the wagon. There's a picture that I took, and I don't know, I think it was before you were with me, when my grandson was two and a half years old, and we had him in the back seat of the car, and I decided we'd drive out into the pasture with the cows. Window was down. Cow stuck her nose in the car. Miles didn't know what to think of it. He kind of freaked out at first. And then his mother, who was sitting in the back seat with him, said, no, no, it's okay. Cows are friendly. Cows are fun. Cows are good. Don't worry about it. So after that, he always enjoyed. But Megan had those same experiences, both of my children. Well, they were never afraid of them because they grew up around it. When you grow up around something, any experience, you're not going to be afraid of them. And that's one of the reasons I do what I do on the farm, because I want people not to be afraid of these animals just because they're big.
Yeah, yeah. You become desensitized to the nuance of it.
Right.
And it's just, it really is. I think when you spend so much time with animals that you might normally be afraid of, you realize they have personality. Like, I grew up terrified of dogs.
Did you?
Until I got my Daisy. And then I realized, oh my goodness, dogs are so incredibly
amazing. You didn't have dogs? Your mom and dad didn't have dogs?
No, I had cats. I had cats. That's in the trailer growing up. I didn't. And all of the dogs I'd been around, some of them were nice, and there were certain dogs I was not afraid of, but as a whole, I was afraid of dogs because I also had experiences with really mean dogs. But then you realize, like, oh, they are just so, they're such beautiful creatures, and the human race doesn't deserve dogs. They are so beautiful. They are so wonderful.
Not all dogs, like, not all people are created equal, even though the Constitution says all people are created equally. They are equal, not equally, but I don't think that's necessarily true. How I would summarize what I would say in summarizing this is that when we are born, when beings are born, not just you and me, human beings, but beings of any size, shape, or color, there's perfection there, and then what they do to adapt to their world may change that. And an example of that is that bear is another animal story. Remember the story a couple of weeks ago about the bear who attacked the Navy veteran and tore his jaw off? And now the veteran is coming forward after this horrific attack. He's in Montana just kind of on a little vacation. He got all of the story here is that he's so grateful for the kindness that he got from people all over the place. This fellow's name is Rudy Norlander, joined by his daughters Ashley and Caitlin, and the surgeon that put his face back together were answering questions during a press conference to sort of reintroduce him to the world.
Yeah, I mean, this guy is a survivor, no doubt. And he wrote down the answers to the questions that people were giving him.
Yeah. What a mess, though. Imagine. He also had a mangled knee from the experience as well. Anyway, this is something, yeah, you got to know where you are and what you're, if you're in a wildlife area, but there's signs used to say don't feed the animals.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out in the wild, you are going to be, if you're in, you know, a lot of these places that at least huge hundreds of acres, excuse me, some of these public parks, they're going to be bears there. So
yeah,
you're going to be most lions there. You're going to be lots of beings there.
And you know what? You're correct when you point out that there are signs that say these animals are in the area, don't feed them. But there's not often signs right there on the paths that say, hey, if you come across this animal, here's what to do or here's what not to do.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, I think they get scared. They freak out. They run. That's when they get chased. Isn't it whenever you do come up to something, like whether it's a mountain lion or a bear or whatever, you stay facing it, you stay looking at it, but then you back away slowly?
Yes, I think that is the rule.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Apparently they were out tracking a deer, the family was, and the bear came upon them. And that's when all this happened. So anyway, the surgery was very expensive, and the youngsters set up a GoFundMe campaign. They've got $64,000 so far for their father's recovery. They didn't, I don't know if they ever found the bear or not. This was a 10-foot tall grizzly bear.
My goodness, the fact that he is alive, that is a miracle.
Yeah.
And he had his first bear encounter when he was 10 that he was somehow miraculously was able to walk away from.
Yeah. I think I wouldn't be that eager to go to some of those places, frankly. We're catching good things, though, and that's a good thing that we catch good things. In a manner of speaking, anyway, all of the things that are happening around the world are good, the things that we can be thankful for, if you will, and that's one of the things that I think I like being able to start out each of our hours or each of the segments with things that are happening to people that are actually good. For example, there's the story floating around about a woman who can smell Parkinson's, who is helping scientists actually develop a test. This woman actually smells changes in a body, whether it's body odor, basically. That's what corresponds to things like the onset of Parkinson's. Dogs can do that too, right?
I feel like we're hearing more of this, of whether or not people can smell ear infections or cavities.
What do they smell like? Is there a report? Listening to these people, yeah, cavities especially, a certain thing. I mean, you can smell B.O., there's nothing special about that. She knew herself, apparently, to have a super sensitive, she had the nose, and she used it. She wouldn't be able to go into the cleaning section of a supermarket, I guess, right? And then I look at this and I think this person, by the way, is a former doctor, right? Is that what happened? Or she knew somebody that was a doctor? I put the pieces of this together.
Yeah, she can smell changes.
Joy Milne, I think, is M-I-L-N-E is her name, right?
Yeah,
her husband
and
was
it's almost like it's less about the distinct smell, but it's about the change of body odor that corresponds to an onset of Parkinson's disease that she can figure out. It's like the nose.
Did she describe it, though, what the smell is, so we can pass it along to people who may have sensitive noses that are listening to us right now? The husband was a former doctor. That we found out. We know that. She thought there's apparently some kind of the Parkinson's will cause damage to a kind of skin oil, and so she went to smell the T-shirts of those who had been diagnosed with Parkinson's and those who hadn't, and she identified the shirts that belonged to the people who had Parkinson's, and she only missed once.
Except then 8 months later, that person ended up receiving a Parkinson's diagnosis. So even though it was wrong at the time, that
this is pretty amazing, isn't
it?
Huh? So can you develop this, or you just have it? You have it. exercise, change of diet makes a big difference in people who come up with this sort of thing. I know the dogs smell cancer, I think. Isn't that how that works?
I believe that, yeah. It's cancer. Can dogs smell if there is a stroke or a seizure coming on? Because I know a lot of times people who have epilepsy or some kind of seizure-related illness, they have service animals who can tell if there is a seizure going on. But I don't know if that's a smell or if that's a different body signal.
I don't know. I think that that has to do with epilepsy. I think you're right about that. I've heard that story. There are a lot of different connections to reality here. But this is really a potential... what this person would hire herself out around the world, go smell people's shirts to see if they have Parkinson's. Yeah, anything's possible, I guess. Mm-hmm. But she's working with the doctors and the scientists to come up with a way. But just have, what do they find out? What is that? An olfactory? Olfactory has to do with smelling, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so is that?
Yeah, it's some kind of sebum that's in the skin oils.
All right, so there we are with an interesting...
Not sebum. What is it? Sebum?
Sebum.
Sebum, right?
You're my doctor? I am Dr. Doug. I don't have a license. I sometimes practice medicine with Ken Kronhaus and Dr. Jack Stockwell. And you can hear those exciting adventures when you go to Good Day Health, the podcast that we have every week, gooddayhealthshow.com, and to catch up with me and my nose and them and their noses.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV. Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now, 53 after the hour, we do not have Tom Kreitler with us to talk about how to fix up your house over the weekend, but we do have lots of information. That's what this program is in part, the mainstay of good programming is to have lots of information, the old full-service morning programs I always talk about when I have, actually most of my career has been in the morning, so I have molded the Good Day program around my experiences doing morning radio, trying to bring as much information, entertainment, thoughts, the thought process that people are involved in, all that becomes part of the mix here. And the food, farm, family thing has been one of the unexpected victories. I started it because we have Jay and I talked a lot in general senses about the food farm connection, because I do the American Family Farmer show every week that's on most of these same stations, talking about and to the small family operators. 94% of the farms in America still controlled by families, and I'm talking about numbers, not acres, but numbers of farms. And so I felt that that was a good offshoot, having the food farm family connection discussed here on the program, because there's so many recalls, so many problems at stores, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's why we're doing this and continue to do it, because there's so much information to float out there. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. As we're talking about food and eating and enjoying it, Valentine's week is coming to a close. The folks at Calotren have done a great job, and you have the weekend to do the buy three, get three free sale. It was an idea that one of the people working on the staff there said, how about we have, because Valentine's week and romantic, get enough for the spouses, three for the husband, three for the wife. And that's what happens. 3 months of Calotren for you, 3 months of Calotren for your significant other. Why does this work? Well, because it's an all-natural thing you can take with all medications, doesn't bother any. This is a company that created, it was sort of a little shop when they started. A doctor and a couple of nurses came up with the Calotren formula that's all-natural, and it supports your body so wonderfully well. That's why it's been used by millions of people in the last 27 years. So if you are like the average American that has over the holidays and through the winter gained 8 or 10 pounds, all right, let's knock it off. And you can do that by going to the Top Loss website, toploss.com. That's the Calitrin site. And you can look and see what's been done. Why is this right for you? Well, look at all the people that are there in the web that are talking about their success. Program is absolutely right for everybody wanting to lose weight and keep it off. All right? So take advantage of the Valentine's Week special right now at toploss.com for the product that everybody's talking about in terms of losing weight. All right, one of the big stories this week in the Food, Farm, and Family Department is something that has happened with the Colorado Attorney General filing a lawsuit to block the merger of Kroger and Albertsons. And in the state of Colorado alone, Kroger's, the largest chain, has 148 markets. Albertsons has 105 stores. They run under the name of Safeway and Albertsons, so they're the state's third largest grocery chain. And that pretty much is the way it shapes up around the country. So how can this be good for the purchasers of... It isn't. It's not good for the consumer at all. And that's what the Attorney General has said basically in his brief. It's a violation of the antitrust laws, not only of our state, but in this country. We want to prevent this merger from taking place. We are pursuing civil penalties and injunctive relief. That's pretty strong. Those are strong words. Kroger and Albertsons announced the merger a year or so ago. The AG there has been investigating the two chains went into a no-poach agreement, which meant that they were as competitors. They weren't going to employ each other's employees, and they weren't going to, they were going to not basically compete. So it was the first example, the first sign, if you will, of what was in the offing. If before they even merge, they limit the competition. And this is what happens when we have all these monopolies. And that's where we're getting down to four major companies that control 90% of the supermarkets in our country. And the same is true with growing the food. We have seven or eight different companies that are controlling most all of the food that's grown in our country. So congratulations to the Colorado Attorney General for coming up with a blockage to this merger. Hopefully he's successful and the feds will get on the ball and keep this from happening because it's not good. All right, we have 59 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.